You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Hello and welcome to another installment of the Hour of Power radio program, hosted by Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr. We're glad you could join us this morning as we delve into the Word of God. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, and grab a Bible. Now here's your host, Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr.
Hello and welcome. Thank you so much for tuning in today. This is your Kingdom Sound broadcast, a broadcast ministry of Victory International Praise Ministries, where we are located at 250 North Babcock Street in the city of Melbourne, Florida. Our wonderful pastors are Pastor Thomas and Teresa Robinson. They send you a God bless you. We appreciate you listening every weekday, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. right here on four Brevard stations, 1510 a.m., 94.7 FM, 99.9 FM, and 100.7 FM. I am your host sitting in today, Andre Jordan, and I'm delighted and thankful to Pastor Paul Exposito and the WWBC family. Just a privilege to be on the radio broadcast, sitting on this platform, and just sharing from the heart of God and the Kingdom Sound of God. And so today, let us just open with a brief word of prayer. Father, we acknowledge you. You make this possible. You make everything each one of us experiences, the goodness, the blessings, the provision, the protection. You make it all possible, Father. And so we want to honor you. We want to invite you in. We want to lay down our mind that we might express solely what you want to be proclaimed today on this radio broadcast. So we give you all honor, glory, and praise, and we look to you in each one of our situations. Father, thank you for the divine appointment of these few precious moments together with the listeners on today. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done in each of our lives. To you be all glory. To you be all honor. To you be all praise. We pray and we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm excited today. Our Kingdom Sound is talking from the thought that God can. Can you say that with me out loud or in your mind? God can. That is our thought today. God can. Can you tell yourself, yes, he can. God can. So many times, the enemy would fight us to doubt, to try and negate the fact that God can. But I am a witness today. You might say, can I get a witness? Well, I tell you what, I'm happy to volunteer and be a witness today that God can. Fill in the blank. God can what? God can do whatever it is that you need him to do, that you desire him to do, that is in accordance to his will and accordance to his word. He can. I love to say, and a lot of times I'll say, God did not stutter in the scripture. God did not stutter when he releases a rhema word to you. He is not stuttering. He is not thinking, well, wait a minute, maybe I committed to too much. Maybe I spoke too quickly. That is not the God we serve. God can if you let him. I want to say this. God will always do his part. God will always do his part. Now that means our thought today, God can if you let him. So God will always do his part. Question, what about you? What about me? Will we do our part? God is looking. He's looking, he's searching, he's seeking vessels. The Lord, the eyes of the Lord, they run to and fro. He's looking for vessels that will allow him to be God in their life. Vessels that will allow him to be Lord in their lives. Vessels that will allow him to use him, them in the earth. God can if you and I let him. I want to talk about the limitlessness of God. Without limit, without boundary, without measure, God can if you let him. God can if I let him. Let's look at some of the scripture as we continue. Let's look at Luke 18:27. While I'm saying it to you, I'm also flipping in my Bible. Luke 18:27. And Jesus said unto this rich young ruler, what is impossible with men? Men have limitations. When I say men, humans have limitations. But God is without limit, boundary, border. There is no limit to what he can do, or nothing shall be impossible with him. Let's read. We're in Luke 18:27. Jesus replied to the rich young ruler, what is impossible with humans, with men, is possible with God. What is impossible with a human? We're frail. We have borders, boundaries, measurements. We're not all powerful. We're not without limitations. We're limited. But God says where you're limited. God says where you have boundaries. God say where you have stopping points, fixed points, where you have measures. He says, what's impossible for you? If you let me, it's not impossible for God. If we let him, if we will partner with him, if we will submit to him, that's how we let him. God can, exclamation mark. God can, fill in the blank. What do you need the Lord to do in your life? What situation is going on that you're scratching your head and you're like, oh, this is a mess right here. This situation is impossible right here. I don't know if even God can deal with this. Come on. Can we be real for a moment? We face situations like that. We face situations where we did not know where the child or family member would live through the night or not. We've seen things. We've experienced things. We've been in dark places. God, have mercy today. We've been in places where our mind was so bombarded with the darts and the thoughts of the enemy, we didn't even know. Sometimes if we wanted to continue, if we wanted to go on. But I'm here to say today that God can if you let him. Sometimes it seems like for a season, the onslaught of the enemy is like a tsunami. It's like a tidal wave. It'll try to sweep you under if you let it. But I want to impregnate this word, this thought from the Lord today in our hearts and our minds. God can. Let there be no doubt. Let there be no confusion. Let there be no unbelief. God can. The Hebrew boys facing the fiery furnace said, we know that he is able. Is that our testimony today? In the midst of our situations, in the midst of our stories, in the midst of God's unfinished work in our lives, in the midst of our children developing testimonies for the kingdom of God's glory, are we able to say we know he's well able? period. Are we able? Do we live like he's able? Is the confession of our mouth? Do we speak and declare that he is able? God can if you let him. God can. God is waiting to perform and show himself mighty on our behalf. What hinders us from seeing more of the manifestation of the power of God in our lives? God can if you permit, if you let him. So first let us begin to permit the mind of Christ to be in us. A lot of times the enemy's success is penetrating our minds with lies about God. What are you thinking about the power of God? What thoughts go through your mind when you think about an omnipotent, all-powerful, all-knowing God? Where has the enemy planted seeds of doubt? Where has the enemy planted seeds of distrust within us about God? Even though we can look at God's history with us, we can look at God's our walk with him, we can see his faithfulness down through our lives from childhood to now to whatever age we are. We know it. We know God spared us. We know God saved us. We know we were in situations and around circumstances with people in relationships that we had no business connected to. And we know for ourselves, God delivered. God brought us out. God protected us in it. God protected our children. God protected our mind. We didn't lose our mind in some stuff. We know God can. So now when we face a new trial, a new battle, a new attack of the enemy, let us not doubt God. Let us cling to the history of God in our own personal lives. Let us cling to the testimony of God, my testimony, our own testimony. And let us look to the word for the testimony of the men and women of God that we see documented in the scripture for our making, for our upbuilding, for our help, to help build faith in us. When we see, oh, he brought him out, when we see God's hand, we can see God through the scriptures. We can know God through the scriptures. We can know God through relationship with him. God can, and he want to show forth himself in my life. He want to show forth himself in your life. He want to show forth so that you and I know for ourselves, we know with an assurance, then we can speak like Daniel, Meshach, and Abednego. We can speak like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and Daniel. We can say with our own testimony, I know God is able. Let's look at another scripture. Let's go to Matthew 7, verse 7. Matthew chapter 7 and verse 7. And it reads, ask, seek, and knock. Ask and it shall be given unto you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened unto you. This is a promise. This is God's commitment to you. God say, listen, come to me. Ask me, invite me in it. Come to me, seek me, you will find me. God don't play hide and seek like other people do. God say, seek me, you will find me. Come looking for me through the pages of this book. Come looking for me in prayer. You will find me. Guess what? You don't have to run all over and hide all over looking for God. No, no. When you turn around, he gonna be standing with his arms wide open saying, here I am. God wants to be found. When we play hide and seek as children, somebody didn't want to be found. They would be in the strangest places. But God want to be found. He say, ask me. Ask me. I'll give it to you. Seek me. You'll find me because I want you to. I want to be found. I'm not hiding from you. I want to be found of you. God say, knock, I'll open the door.
God is not a God that you can knock. Nobody ever open the door. God is like, you knock, bam, I'll open the door. You knock, bam, I'll open the door. I'll open doors for you. I'll open doors in your life. I'll make streams out of a desert place. God will bring fresh water into a desert, dry, desolate place where there's no longer water and no longer life in that situation. No longer water, no longer life. In some of these relationships, sometimes in our marriages, struggles, the enemy comes in and gets a fold. But God say, God can. If you let him, I can. If you let me, I will. If you ask me, I'll give it to you. If you seek me, you'll find me. And when we find God, we find an answer. We find a solution. We find his promises. We find encouragement. We find peace. We find joy again. We find strength, insight, wisdom, counsel, might, strategy. When we find him, God can if you let him. God can if I let him. God, can I say this? God wants to do it. God wants to do it. God wants to move on your behalf. God wants to partner with you. God is looking. Who'll let me partner? Who'll let me use their vessel? Who'll let me get my glory out of their life? God is looking. God, everywhere else in the world is hiring. Everywhere else in the USA is hiring. Let me say this. God is hiring too. God is hiring. God is hiring laborers. God is hiring those that will covenant with him, come into partnership with him, come into employment with him. Will you let God employ you? God can change, transform, deliver your life, my life, if we let him. The only limitation is us and our willingness to let God in, and our willingness to obey the Father, and our willingness to do things his way, and our willingness to lay down our will. Oh, that's a big one. That's a big one. We're going to get to that one too. God wants us to be persistent. He wants us to be consistent. He wants us to be intentional in pursuing him. I'm in the pursuit of God. I'm deliberately pursuing him. I'm consistently, repeatedly, persistently pursuing him. I know, like the woman with the issue of blood, I know if I touch the hem of his garment, I know if I lay hold to the word, I know if I lay hold to God in relationship with him, in intimate relationship with him, I know I'll be made whole. I know change will come. I know sometimes the entirety of the situation does not change. But let me say something. God will change us. God, let change begin with me today. God will change us. He'll change our hearts. He'll expand us in places and ways we never thought possible. But this is God that I speak of. God can if you let him. He is God, so there's no limitation. Oh, and he's creative. He's a creative God. He do stuff that you would never even understand how he fathomed to put it together, to execute in that way. How did Jesus take a blind man and spit in the clay and put spittle on his eyes and he left seeing? But this is a God thing. With man, it is impossible. With God, all things are possible. Even that which seems impossible. Even that which defies nature and the natural laws, because God is not bound by laws, by time, by any boundary that we can think of in the earth. We've got to know who he really is from the scriptures. The scriptures tell me who he really is. Sometimes we've limited him, limited God, and we put him in our Box. So for me, it would be my Minister Andre Box. For you, it would be your box. God can, but he can't do this, 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 and this, and this. God is shattering the box today. I break the box and I break the thoughts. I break the thought patterns and the mindset that says God has limits. We break them off of us. The Holy Spirit of God does it. He breaks them off of us today. We break off the mindset that say God can't do nothing with this marriage. God can't do nothing with my hard-headed children. God can't do nothing with my employer. God can't do nothing with my employee. God can't do nothing with our ministries. God can. I'm hammering it today. It's like a hammer. Oh, God is breaking through today. Yes, he is. He's breaking through the lies of the enemy. Who told you that? Who told me that? Who told us that God can't? Who told us that God's hands were tied? Who told us that God was not strong, that the right arm of God lacked strength? Who told us these things? Who told us it'll never change? Who told us it'll always be this way? Who told us that? We break it in the name of Jesus. We break the lie of the enemy. We break the bounds and the bondage of the enemy. We break the mindset and the lying mindset of the enemy. We break free today in the name of Jesus. The Holy Spirit of God is breaking us free. He's smashing and destroying and crushing and demolishing and annihilating these lying thoughts, these lying perceptions, these lying seeds. The Holy Spirit is going through like a heavy piece of lawn equipment, uprooting, sifting, snatching the roots up in the name of Jesus. Even as this word goes out in the broadcast through the airways, he's breaking off these mental weights and hindrances, these locked places in our mind. The Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit of God, is breaking free. He's loosening the mind of captive thoughts. And the prison doors go open today, and me and you run out in Jesus' name. Yes, we do. We run out to believe God, to seek God, to pursue God, to hold fast to what God promises, say in the word. Let me read another scripture while I still have some time. Ephesians 3, 20, 21. Let's flip there really quick. We know this word. It's not that we don't know the word, but we must live the word. We must go deeper with what we know. We must execute the word. We must experience and live the word by our experience. The word must be found in us, experienced by us, demonstrated. We must demonstrate the word. Ephesians 3, verse 20. Now unto him, the Lord Jesus Christ, who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask. Come on. He can do immeasurably, exceeding abundantly, greatly, immeasurably more. So what you can ask, what you can dream, what you can envision, what you can think, what you can request, he can do without measure more than that, than all that we ask or we think or we imagine, according to his power. His power is omnipotent. His power is without limit. His power is all power. All power is in his hand. That is at work within us. It's at work within me. Christ in me. He's at work in the inside of me. And I'm going to tell you, he's at work today in our mindsets, in our soulish realm, in our heart today. To him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. To him be glory today. To God be glory today. God, get glory out of our lives today as you shift us, as you uproot the lies of the enemy, doubt, unbelief. You're defeated in Jesus' name today. As you shift, as you go through like a plow and you pluck up the rocky places in our heart and our mind, stiff-necked places, wrong belief systems, Father, they come down today in the name of Jesus as you free us. My mind is free to believe the whole word of God. My mind is free to grab hold of the whole word of God. That God can, if I let him. Father, I agree with your word today in the name of Jesus. I agree that you can. I agree that there's nothing that you can do. I agree that there's nothing too great for you. I agree that if I see it in the word, I can have it. I can possess it. Father, we call those things that be not yet in the natural as though they were, because they're available to us in the spirit realm. Father, I thank you for opening up our heart and mind to receive this good word of God on today. This is a good word. God can if you let him. Father, we bless you and we thank you and we praise you and we honor your name. Thank you for caring about us so much that you sent your word to us and that your word found us today. I pray that you're deepened in your faith today and encouraged in the Lord to know that God can do the impossible. And I want to say this as I close. God can also save you. If you're listening today by divine appointment and you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior, God has come today that he might deliver you from your sins. All of us have sinned. All of us have fallen short of God's glory. All of us have strayed. But Christ came and he died on the cross and he was raised on the third day with all power in his hands. And he's now seated on the right hand of God and he makes intercession for you and I. And he's come today in the form of this broadcast to say, come to me, come out of sin, repent from your sin. Let me transform your life, receive salvation, receive the gift of God today. So I pray in the name of Jesus that you'll tune in back with us again. We're here Monday through Friday, 6 p.m., 1510 a.m., 94.7 FM, 99.9 or 100.7 FM. This is Victory International Praise Ministries. This is the Kingdom Sound Broadcast. Please connect with us. You're welcome to come and visit us. 250 North Babcock Street, Melbourne, Florida. We welcome you. You'll come as a visitor, but you'll leave as family, and you'll leave embracing and knowing that Jesus Christ loves you. Be blessed today. As you know, God can in every situation if you let him. God bless and keep you is our prayer.
Well, I hope you enjoyed the broadcast. Our Sunday morning service starts at 11 a.m. Tuesday night Bible study starts at 7:30 until 8:30. For more information about our services, the telephone number is 321-358-7455. You have been listening to Kingdom Sounds of Victory International Praise. Our email address is vipministries@att.net. Once again, our church address is 250 North Babcock, Melbourne, Florida. God bless you. We hope you have a wonderful week.
You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM, 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard. Thank you.